Hey, cashiers. We Have the Receipts podcast is coming at you live from Netflix is a Joke Fest in Los Angeles.
Chris, are you kidding?
No, Netflix is a joke, Courtney, but this is not one of them. Our listeners in LA have the chance to join us for a live recording of our podcast, We Have the Receipts, hosted by me, Chris Burns.
And me, Courtney Revolution.
Join us and a few surprise guests from your favorite Netflix reality shows on Saturday, May 4th at 1 p.m. at a secret location in Hollywood.
To be announced.
Get your tickets for the We Have the Receipts live show at tudum.com/WHTR. That's Tudum, TUDUM.com/WHTR.
Tickets are limited. If you can't make it to the show, we still want to hear your beautiful voice. Leave us a message at speakpipe.com/WeHaveTheReceipts.
You may even hear your own voice on the show.
Grab a ticket at tudum.com/WHTR.
And we'll see you on May 4th in Los Angeles. Bye, cashiers.
I got laser hair removal, and did you just applaud that? You're like, finally. I got laser hair removal. I waited a really long time to do it. I wanted this science to be at its peak. You know, like, we landed on Mars, I think it was August 2012. Are you just impressed that I remember the date? What I'm saying is, we landed on Mars in 2012. I waited 4 more years. And then I looked up the highest rated laser hair removal place within 3 blocks of my apartment. And I went there. It was called Laser Away. And it wasn't what I think I was naive and I just thought you go and you get, and your hair gets removed. But it's a much longer process. For every section of hair you want removed, you have to go have 8 separate sessions. You know, like on each. So for me, I was doing like from like right below my belly button to down to the floor and then back up to about the middle of my back. And isn't that funny that that's funny? And it's a lie. I did my arms too. But I can't lie to you guys. Right, so they make you pay up front, which makes so much sense now that I think about it, because it hurts so much. By the second session, you're like, oh, I would gladly pay $3,000 to never come back here again. That would be a bargain. It's so painful. And I think most women have a high pain threshold. I've been punched in the face thrice, and that's another story for another time. But it's a different kind of pain. It's like nerve ending, like nerve damage. Like, they give you stress balls, and you squeeze them, and by the time you pry your fingers open, they're just like pyramids of powder, basically. It hurts so much. I remember telling myself, like, you are a grown woman, that is your money to waste, you earned that money, throw it out the window, it doesn't matter, you know. And as I was walking back to my car after the second session, I actually can remember exactly like the words I was saying to myself as I was walking to the car. I was like, what you just went through was trauma. That was traumatic. And right in that moment, I got a text message from my boyfriend who was in Guatemala at the time with UNICEF. And it just said, I just spent the morning with a woman who watched her son get murdered. And I was like, you think that's bad? Because I have a hard time with perspective. Like, I don't gain it with experience, I guess.
Watch Sarah Silverman, A Speck of Dust, only on Netflix.